Today, we are running through how to build an accounting firm from scratch, specifically how to attract customers within like a specialization, a specific niche. How do I go out and start building that? Whether you don't run a firm yet or whether you already run a firm, the advice here is going to be the same, because getting an existing firm to a better place starts with building a better business one client at a time. Now, in my firm running journey, there was never a stage where I needed more clients. I bought a firm. We were perpetually over capacity. We didn't need more clients, but I always needed better clients who would pay me more for the stuff we already did because we served more specific needs. And to get there, you got to attract a specific type of customer. So we're going to do that today as if we're building that business from scratch with the goal of picking up a few tips and trying to make this feel a little more accessible. So you might have seen on social media, every week now I'm posting like a long list of just specialization ideas and highlighting one that I really like and going a little deeper on how to carve out a little space for you in that niche or that specialization. And it's because I don't think accounting firms are leaning in at all to new media. The way that accounting firms attract clients these days is the exact same as it was pre-internet, which feels like you're missing out on an opportunity, right? So stuff like influencers, social media content, newsletters, podcasts, online communities. This is where we all learn and hang out now. Like, we all have people that we follow that we enjoy. We have newsletters that we read. And most people spend every idle moment of their days scrolling an algorithm. Like it or not, that's just how things are now. Yet accounting firms are still acquiring clients the same way they always did. Word of mouth, which is generally going to be more of the same, which is good and bad. It's good because, great, it's another client. It's bad because more of the same isn't generally going to be more profitable or take you to a better place. And also, if you think about the bigness of the world and all the problems that people have out there, and then you think of your client list as this, like, this list where your job is to curate that list to ensure the very best people are on there who most acutely feel the pains you solve and will pay you more than any other clients out there to solve those problems, do you think that the 100 clients who will most value you are just going to stumble in the door? That seems exceptionally unlikely to me. And due to the power of the internet, we now have an unbelievable amount of reach at our fingertips. Whether you've got a killer firm and are making an even better one, or whether you are sitting in your mom's basement right now.
What's that?
No, peanut butter and jelly is fine. Thanks, Mom. So very nuts and bolts. We're going to look at this specialization you may have seen me talking about. Private air charter. I don't even know the right thing to call it because I don't actually know anything about this specialization. Private air charter. So the business of helping people book flights, like private. Can you tell I don't know anything about this? Sidebar, do you need to know everything there is to know about a specialization before you get into it? People are going to be opinionated here. I would argue no. We all know the reality of like tax and accounting work. For most, like 90% of the work and how it gets done is going to be the same regardless of who you're doing it for, with some exceptions like nonprofits, fund management. Like, there is some hairy, very different stuff. But in most cases, when you're working with small to mid-sized businesses, most of it's going to be the same. You just got to learn like the frosting on that cake. How do they talk? What are the gotchas that are specific to them? Any compliance issues particularly relevant to their business? But you can pick up that stuff pretty quick, quicker than you think. I would actually instead optimize that choice for what am I going to enjoy? Like, what sounds fun? We've got the old adage of like, work needs to be suffering and don't make your hobby your job. Well, that just seems like a crappy way to go through life to me. If I'm super into golf or caddying or something like that, those people all need accounting. Those people all need tax. Somebody's going to do it. Why not me? I love that stuff. And it may not be a forever thing. You may find you don't actually like it. But surely a better path towards doing work that you enjoy is following the things that you enjoy, right? Pretty hot take, I know. Okay, so we're talking about private air charter. First thing I'm gonna do, regardless of what the specialization is, the industry, first thing I'm gonna do, and if you've got one in mind, you could even follow along with me, I'm gonna fire up Google. So that's gonna be google.com. And I'm gonna pop in how to start a private air charter business. And if you're a dummy like me and you don't even really know what these businesses are called, it may take a few tries of like refining that verbiage to get to something. I'm going to pop that in. And the reason that I'm going to start there is we've got two paths if we know nobody in this space. We could either be a genius and try to build all of our own content and attraction funnel ourselves from scratch, or we can hijack the attention that all of the folks who are already doing this have already built. So, I mean, this is not a new business. There's huge businesses in the space. There are influencers in every little tiny niche thing these days. Like, I haven't looked into this far, but I have no doubt there are all sorts of folks that do for the private air charter business what I do for running small accounting firms. And while you should make investments, if you're sure you want to pursue this niche, you should make investments in doing that yourself, be it a podcast or posting on social media. There's a tremendous amount of value in doing that to attract people. So you should be making those investments. But also, there's a whole bunch of low-hanging fruit out there for folks who have already invested a ton of time and money and years of work in building an audience, and you can overnight get in front of that audience. So we ought to be doing both, especially if you're starting from scratch. Like, one of the biggest, like, kind of social media growth hacks is audience hacking. So if I want to build a following in this specific domain, how do I hack the audiences of the people who already have those followings? And so you see people talking about, like, well, always be in the replies of that person's posts and see if you can be interviewed on their podcast, stuff like that. So this Google search, how to start a private air charter business, it's going to yield the results from people who have something to gain by people starting air charter businesses. And I now count myself among those people, because when people start those businesses, I want them to come to me for accounting and tax. So first search result in Google, it's actually a LinkedIn post. That's really interesting. It is called How to Start a Private Jet Charter. Is that the exact Google search? How to start a private air... pretty darn close. So first I'm going to take a look at the subject matter of this post and what it covers. Particularly if I'm still learning about the niche, it means if this is the top result, it doesn't mean the article's perfect, but it means the talking points are the things that folks who are considering this want to hear. So posted by Edward Stanley, a step-by-step guide. First, research the market. Second, analyze the demand for private jet charter services. Identify target customers and their need. Look at customer segments, travel patterns, competitor analysis. Develop a business plan. This is feeling pretty vanilla. Define your business structure and ownership model. Here we go, it me, especially if you do tax work. Set clear objectives and goals. Conduct a competitive analysis. Determine your pricing strategy. Obtain necessary licenses and certifications. Man, this feels like, holy geez Louise, this is long. I was gonna say this feels like any other start a business article, but it gets into a more like nuanced detail here. This still feels like something that AI could have done 90% of. So whether it's a killer article or not, worth paying attention to, like, what are the main bullet points that it's talking about? Those are great suggestions for, like, bullet points for you to be building content around. Also be mindful of, like, just what can I learn by consuming this stuff? It doesn't take too long to, like, have enough expertise to be able to speak confidently about this stuff and learn the lingo. And as I'm doing this, going through search results, I'm sort of starting to build a Rolodex of people and companies and podcasts and all that. Who are the connectors within the space? I think we oftentimes focus on doing these big mainstream things, like take a post like this, for example, which is 6 months old. It was a LinkedIn post, but is now the top scoring Google result for this search, which is great. Oftentimes we want to make stuff that's super, super impactful and a million people are going to watch it, when you can honestly build a killer accounting firm by just doing really one-to-one direct sort of outreach. Like, it does not take that many great clients to build a killer, super profitable firm. In fact, most firms have the opposite problem. They have too many clients that are not specific enough and don't pay them enough. And the path to a more profitable, more calm firm is more specific clients that will pay more. And that starts with some killer connections. So don't be afraid to do, like, one-on-one, like, outreach, like, build relationships, because that is the reality of what building a firm is relationships. And even if you're doing social media, if you're not building, like, human relationships when you do social media, you're not doing it right. Like, that starts with building relationships in the DMs and contributing to other people's posts and the replies and that sort of thing. Let's look into this guy, Edward Stanley. Does he actually do this stuff, or is this just like a cheap SEO article that he just churned out? trusted by 20 plus brand affiliates and growing, lot of hashtags. Yep, so this is a guy that wrote an article to rank in SEO, maybe to be able to sell some ads on it. And so the other thing to look out for in these high ranking ads is, who are the advertisers? Is there anything specifically they're plugging? So to scan this again and look for hyperlinks, he's got three things linked throughout this article. One, learn more about the importance of targeted advertising and effective SEO strategies. So there's something that probably leads back to his own business, because it looks like that's what he's doing here. Second link, to learn more about providing exceptional customer service in the private jet charter industry, you can refer to resources such as Jet Charter Customer Service Best Practices and Customer Experience Management and Luxury Travel. So these are pointing out to other articles which he may be associated with. And for me, what do I take away from this article specifically? This person is not particularly helpful for me, but this article is. And he's in the business of just writing articles that'll rank for SEO. And it wouldn't hurt to send this guy a cold DM to say, hey, I run an accounting firm. I'm building it around folks that run these charter businesses. Would you be interested in selling me an ad placement in this and proposing a price, X dollars a month, so that you can be prominently presented in this article that a lot of people are going to see who are considering starting this business. Think about, this is going to be different specialization to specialization. Think about the stage in a development of that company that they're a great client for you. And oftentimes, if especially in smaller industries, if it's like an entry level person, you may not want that. Like if it's like a freelance writer or something like that, like somebody that's just getting off the ground, that may not be the type of person you're going after. In this case, somebody getting started may be just fine, because it's going to take some capital to start a business like this, so they will have budget for professional help. So what can I get out of this article? Nothing really from a network standpoint, but I could potentially do an ad, and you can get that stuff for pretty darn cheap. This episode is sponsored in part by Cloud Accountant Staffing. Y'all know I'm a big advocate of hiring offshore. One of the biggest changes I made in my firm, we transitioned a legacy firm from 100% onshore local hiring to 100% distributed US and then 100% distributed globally hiring. And honestly, is the best thing we did. It virtually alleviated all of our hiring pains, completely changed how we thought about staffing projects and the type of work that we wanted to bring on. Because you know what? The folks we hired offshore, really freaking good. A lot of misconceptions around the type of people that you hire offshore because your enterprises will oftentimes use offshore folks for like menial work. Absolutely not the case. There are tens of thousands of people working for big four accounting firms, you know, offshore outside the US. You can get folks that can do anything from tax to junior level stuff to super senior level stuff. But try to do that yourself, figure it all out yourself. That's going to be hard. It's going to be scary. Really good place to start. Cloud Accountant Staffing. They will hold your hand through that process. Their story is super simple. An accounting firm in the US hired a bunch of people in the Philippines, fell in love with them, but didn't fall in love with the fees they were having to pay to the staffing companies that were managing these employees. So they built their own solution, and now they're starting to pull other accountants in. I'd encourage you, a big tipping point for me was when I was like, I'm going to stop being opinionated on this and just try to learn. And so I talked with other practitioners. I talked with some of the vendors that would like help you get into offshoring. That really opened things up for me. So if you've been on the fence, I'd encourage you to at least learn about it. If you start heading down that path, consider Cloud Accountant Staffing. Today's episode, gang, it's sponsored in part by the fine folks at LiveFlow. Did you know LiveFlow has over 100 spreadsheet templates that anyone can just go out and swipe? These templates they've built out in Google Sheets for all sorts of things. I'm looking at it right now. We got a 4-week rolling cash flow forecast, a 13-week cash flow forecast, board reporting template, break-even analysis template, budget the actuals, consolidated AP dashboard, business KPI dashboard, all this stuff. You can just go swipe on the LiveFlow website, literally just copy the template. And if you want, you can just make use of those. But here's the problem. Those spreadsheets, they're not just going to magically update with the information from the accounting software, right? You're going to have to go, you got to go look over there. You got to get the thing. You got to bring it over there. Next month, you got to do the same thing. Something changes. You got to do it again. So if you want, yeah, go swipe those spreadsheets and spend the rest of your days keying in figures manually. Or swipe the spreadsheet, get started with LiveFlow, which will automatically sync from QuickBooks Online that data into those templates. Works with the templates they'll give you, works with, frankly, any old spreadsheet you use. If you already got one that you love, you can make it smart by connecting it to QuickBooks. They've rolled out a bunch of stuff in the last year from budgeting. You can sync budgets in from QBO. Big thing they did a couple months back was launch consolidations. So you can roll up groupings in like a visual way, whether those different companies have the same chart of accounts or not. So if you're ready to make some big brain auto-updating spreadsheets, or even if you just want to swipe some templates, get a taste of what it's all about, check out LiveFlow from the link in the show notes. Let's go to the second search result. Starting your own private jet charter business on a website called Designer. And this is the article that was linked from the first one. So this website is just a collection of articles on anything and everything. It's not written by a subject matter expert. So I'm going to skim through here, see if anybody else is buying ads here, or if they're linking out to anything that can help me kind of expand my Rolodex. And it looks like all they're doing is selling SEO services to write more articles for them. It's kind of the problem with SEO these days. Like it's just, I don't know. It's been done to heck. Okay, third result is from a set of forums, Airline Pilot Central Forums, requirements for starting a charter. Now forums, this sort of thing, really helpful for finding subject matter experts. People who will take the time to write like a really thoughtful response. And oftentimes content creators will live in spaces like this to like build a reputation and drive people to their content. So this can be a good way to find folks who are trying to attract the same people that you're trying to attract. So basically says, guys run a landscape business, getting kind of burned out on that. He has a plane and a pilot's license, wanting to learn more. One of the first replies says, you'll want to hire someone to guide you through the process of building this. If you can't find an operator certificate to buy, you'll be in for a lengthy certification process. Plan on several years to set it up and consider and considerable expense. You might consider working for a charter operation to get some insight. So helpful response here by a super snarky person. I'm going to table that and do some more looking into who that person was. Worth having the perspective here. This is a forum of folks who are pilots, like people that have their own planes. So not necessarily focused on like the business of it. Most of the advice is around like go and get a job with a charter company to learn more, which is good info for me to kind of like file away if the bulk of these people starting these companies are at existing charter businesses. Next search result here is from Quora. So Quora is like kind of like a hybrid between social media and a forum. Question is, how hard is it to start a private jet charter company? Super thoughtful response here from a named person, basically saying it's not particularly hard to start the company, assuming that you have the capital and understand the regulatory requirements. So this person is from a company called Blue Chip Jets. I'm gonna jot that down and do some more digging into that company. Interestingly, it looks like this company does stuff around sustainability and getting private jet use down to a net zero or net negative carbon impact. Every single one of these things kind of kicks off these rabbit holes. So you think about a company like that, they're building a business to kind of change the messaging around the carbon impact of private flying. And they're doing all sorts of marketing and attraction efforts and all of that. So doing some more looking into that company specifically, where are they finding people? What events are they sponsoring? And I'm going to jot down the name of this person too. There's actually two people here that put in really thoughtful responses. The second one actually is a SEO specialist for a company called Jet Set Go, who's like a platform for booking private flights. Now, interesting that you have a single person that is an SEO specialist for that company, where you can reach out to them and say like, hey, this is what I do. I would love to get placements in the articles that you're writing, but I don't know this person's gonna be a great fit for us because the company they work for is just like, you come here to book your flights. It's not necessarily about starting the business, but that person may have some ideas for you. Or maybe like, yeah, we've done these three articles that are kind of related, or this other company does more stuff that is around like the actual running of that business. But that SEO specialist, the person that is writing the articles, like interestingly, they are kind of a hub for those kind of building content around that. Now, the first guy that replied on this post here, he's written a bunch of content online. He's got some LinkedIn articles. He's a quote unquote revenue acceleration executive that works with, it looks like, aviation charters. A great person to be connected with who already has a network in the space that you're trying to build a network will be a killer person to send a cold DM to. Tomorrow on the pod, we're gonna talk about just writing cold DMs. Cold DMs may be like one of the single greatest hacks of like the internet age. These days, if you spend much time online, we're building a ton of relationships and actual real meaningful friendships online, especially once you're going out to conferences and meeting these people in real life and all that. And cold DMs are like the thing that opens so many doors, but we all know just how bad really bad cold DMs are and how many of them that you get and ignore. So we're gonna talk about like best practices for doing that through the context of like opening up some new networking opportunities for your accounting firm. I'm gonna jot this guy's name down and we'll like actually write out a cold DM tomorrow. Okay, if I cruise through, I wanna jump to some other platforms, but just cruising through, there's a whole bunch more articles on how to start this. A company called Prince Jets has an ebook for helping you start your business. Oh, baby. There's like a light version that's $80. There's a business edition that's $500. And then an enterprise edition that is $24.50. Also a button that says become a partner. An ebook like that around starting this business. Like I want to know the people behind it. I want to know how to get inside that ebook. I want to know how I can write my own ebook that's better. Got another post here that helps people. It looks like they do like aircraft management. Before we actually go to explore some other social platforms, one more Google search. I'm just going to search air charter business events. So I don't want like events I can charter a flight to. I want like events about the business of running an air charter. Few good results here. One from the National Business Aviation Association. The world of business aviation is coming to Las Vegas to see the latest aircraft and hear from aviation and business leaders about the future of the industry. So this is a whole association about the business of air travel. Be good to do some digging into there to see how much they work with like small charter groups. So like think about the AICPA. AICPA has a specific like subsection for itty bitty like small accounting firms like we talk about here. You find the people behind that and work with them to develop some partner content, ask them what events to go to. Gonna make a ton of connections there. Another good article here, the 14 biggest private jet events to attend in 2024. Got a number of conferences from the MBAA, the association we were just looking at. A lot of these are even like regional meetups. They say events feature exhibits, displays, sessions, and networking opportunities for business aviation professionals. That sounds like me. Not actually me, like hypothetically me. Corporate Jet Investor Conference boasts an impressive array of industry professionals and exciting sessions in the interest of connecting like-minded individuals passionate about business aviation. Events may actually be a great, more like grounded way that's going to have less SEO noise of finding people and groups who are actually doing stuff. That post was from a company called Essex Aviation, Private Aviation Transactions and Consulting. Boy, consultants are gonna be a killer hub as well of folks to find. This episode is brought to you in part by TeamUp, helping you recruit top Filipino accountants without any ongoing monthly fees. The difference between TeamUp and all the other offshoring options is that TeamUp helps you hire staff directly, no middleman. You work directly with your new hire in the Philippines. Hire the person, not the company. Guys, gals, gang, here's just a few reasons to hire directly. You have access to higher level talent. Makes sense. You have complete control over team culture and training. They keep 100% of what you pay them, and it's a lot more affordable for you, so you can retain your team for the long term. TeamUp can source accountants with experience working at US or Australian firms, familiar with tools like Xero, QBO, and Dex. Also recruit specialist roles, team leaders, tax specialists, administrative assistants. Thought experiment. What if you had an executive assistant for the first time this tax season? Just throwing it out there. What would they do? Start at that email video I did on the main channel recently. Get help with that stanky old inbox. I digress. TeamUp recruits these talented folks for a flat one-time fee of $4,000. That's it. $4,000 one time. Somebody at Robert Half just did a spit take. Robert Half reference. We ever gonna get Robert Half to sponsor this pod? Not anymore. And they can connect you with an affordable employer of record if you need help with payroll and compliance once you hire that person. Big fan of hiring in the Philippines. You know I did a bunch of that. Check out the link in the description to learn more about TeamUp. Let's pop over to YouTube, see what YouTube has to say about how to start a private air charter business. I'm gonna put the same search in there. My goal is to be like the can't miss accounting firm. Like this is a very valuable space, like good sized businesses. And I want them to see me being so specific for them that they're like, well, no, I would never work with anybody else because you very obviously just do this space. Whether that's the reality or not, whether you've just got a separate landing page for this, they're not gonna know. Results here, how to make money with a private jet from a channel, The Ultimate Jet Guide. I don't know that that's quite what I'm looking for. Second result though looks better, running an air charter business, dash Karina, from a channel called Mojo Grip. So this is an interview with a lady that's talking about how she built her business from scratch. She'll be a great person to kind of add to your Rolodex. because she not only knows what she's doing, but she's also happy to go places and talk about it and share her experience. Number of other videos here. The main thing, you kind of like start getting a taste for what is clickbait, especially around something like private jets. What's clickbait versus what's going to attract the people who are interested in the business of this thing. So even if you're talking about beekeeping, there's going to be a ton of beekeeping out there. I don't really care about beekeeping hobbyists. What I care about is like, who's sharing the meat and potatoes, how to run these businesses in a profitable way. And it's like, it's the same as, you know, somebody teaching you how to use QuickBooks or teaching you how to do accounting online versus how to run a profitable accounting firm. Like that's, you know, in my content, we just have to be very specific about that. And so you'll notice on YouTube videos and stuff like that, we always use the vernacular accounting firms and things more specific than accounting to attract the right type of person. Other platforms you should do the same kind of prospecting on. Reddit can actually be a great way to find people that know what they're saying. Believe it or not, TikTok search is really good. It can be a little harder to cut through the fluff there. I did this search on TikTok, a whole bunch of different results in different jet groups, all of whom could potentially be, you know, partners you could help develop content with, extend your network into. Anytime you're doing that, like, find the person. Like, you see these companies and it can kind of be hard to figure out who's behind the scenes. With some poking around on online, LinkedIn, that sort of thing, you want to find the person who can help you make those connections by somehow, you know, providing something of value to them. And we'll talk about that more tomorrow with like, what does that cold DM look like? I may not feel like I have anything to offer. Just searching private air charter podcasts. We've got the business aviation podcast, private jet podcast. With things that are super specific, you won't always have a podcast that is about the business of doing this thing. On the one hand, a great reason to start that thing, to be the one that made it. We're not going after vanity metrics. We really aren't. One interesting thing about like being the first one to start a podcast in that space is it gives you a great thing you can make those cold DMs about. Say, hey, I'm doing this thing on business aviation, specifically helping people start small and operate small private charter businesses. And so you reach out to the lady that was in that YouTube video. You reach out to the people who are doing posts about this stuff, like good, helpful posts. And there's an element of like being a kingmaker by having a platform to put them on. So it's a great way to build a relationship with those person, to get a DM to maybe convert a little better because you have something to offer. But also then you just perceive the expert because you now have the podcast about that thing. Anyways, so you've got a number of podcasts, it looks like here, around private aviation, but may not necessarily be about the business of private aviation. This is where it can be helpful to go through those episodes and find the folks where they may do an episode here or there that are about that thing that you want to talk about. Podcasts can be a great way to find the people who discuss those things. Not because the whole podcast is about it, but because the podcast is like in the business of highlighting the best experts on that specific thing. So it's kind of a way to see into those people's networks. Newsletters as well. Some areas will have, specializations will have big old like newsletters with huge lists. They may be super relevant to what you do. They may be kind of, some of them may just be kind of like adjacent to what you're doing. Honestly, what I would do here, I would go back to that association who I'm sure has their own newsletter and a bunch of different like subsections within that association. Find the group that is most relevant to the like small private charters I want to support. See if they got a newsletter. See how I can be helpful to them. So podcasts, newsletters, online communities are gold. More and more these days, you're having little online communities crop up for like every little thing. And start building that sort of Rolodex CRM of people, businesses, YouTube channels, events. In-person events are going to be gold. Podcasts, newsletters, communities. Not to like do a big, massive scale thing or put something out that a ton of people are going to consume, but to actually like start building human relationships. That's how that works. Like that's the value of that. And the beauty of running small accounting firms is it has like more a personal feel. Like if you've been in a small firm and you look more up at the regionals, to me that always seemed just kind of less fun and less personal because it was a big machine. Whereas the beauty of running a small firm is like you can have a tight-knit little business working with people that you enjoy. And it doesn't take a massive scale effort. Like it is genuinely meeting folks within that industry that you enjoy and want to spend time with. being helpful for them, because folks will generally reciprocate and be helpful for you and make connections and all that. Once you're into a space and you have a lot to offer and you can make connections, this gets really easy. You know, me in the accounting space or in the accounting software space, I know so many people right now that I can write a cold DM that's really helpful because I can offer to connect person A to person B because they may have similar problems that they're working through. And people are, you know, people super appreciate that. When you're starting out, that's harder. And so that's what we're going to talk about tomorrow. How do you write cold DMs? And I don't know, what's the right way to say this? Get people to do things for you. That's kind of what it comes down to, right? Like, let me into your Rolodex. Tell me who I should be talking to and where I should be putting my accounting firm out there to get in front of a specific type of person. It's not enough to just ask them to do something for you. That's what 90% of cold DMs are. You have to find a way to provide some sort of value to them. So whether it's private air charter or anything else, a really good place to start is just Googling how to start this type of business. You're going to find all the people who are already investing in and attracting those same folks that you want to attract. And that's the value of going specific. Nobody's serving small businesses in a general way that's going to be easily discoverable online. But if you're the accounting firm for small private air charter businesses between $1 and $10 million, those are going to be really good paying clients. And it's going to be way easier to find you because you are the firm for that type of person. And it's super counterintuitive that going smaller can actually help you get bigger. But in the age of the internet, when there's an infinite amount of information, that specificity is how you get found. It's also how you're protected from, you know, productized solutions getting better and better and coming up market. Sure, you could go use QuickBooks Live or Bench or TurboTax's, you know, done-for-you tax solution now, but they're not for private air charter. They're not for beekeepers. They're not for the specific thing that you do. So not only does it help you build a more profitable firm, it protects you in the long run from all this other stuff that's coming up market. What do you think? Was that helpful? Hopefully you grabbed a couple tidbits out of there where you're like, oh man, I should go search this or that for this niche I'm interested in. Find a couple people that could enable that network for you and attract some killer great paying clients. Tomorrow we'll write some DMs, talk about kind of the value of that, and maybe give you a few ideas for a few DMs that you could write that could lead to money-making opportunities. Many of us are in the heat of busy season right now. And while that makes it hard to focus on other stuff like this, we have enough to do. The reality is during busy season is also when you're going to be front of mind for all the people who need an accountant. If you do tax, this is the season that people are thinking about tax. And so if we go totally dark in our busiest season, unfortunately, as much as we would like to, we can miss out on some opportunities because this is when this stuff is front of mind for folks. That's all we got for today. I'll see you tomorrow where we're talking DMs.